Thunder Bay, the Ontario government is investing $1.24 million over 3 years to support the PARO Centre for Women's Enterprises PARO Biz program. The program helps low-income women start and grow their own businesses in Thunder Bay and other communities across northern, eastern and central Ontario. PARO Biz is part of our cross-government approach to increasing economic opportunities for women, and I couldn't be more thrilled to see this here, said Charmaine Williams, the Associate Minister of Women's Social and Economic Opportunity. Because I know you're going to help so many more women become economically, financially stable and being able to take care of their family, their children, the next generation of leaders with confidence. PARO Biz offers women training in skilled trades, entrepreneurship, information technology and general employment readiness. Williams said there are significant shortages and higher retirement rates of people in the trades, so encouraging women to get in the trades has been a top priority for them. At the end of the day, we need women to help build Ontario. And the more women that we have skilled and become leaders in the craft, we're going to see more women get into the craft as well, said Williams. She said they have seen a 35% increase in women apprenticeships in the last few years. PARO's training programs include additional supports and wraparound supports for women who are at risk or have experienced intimate partner violence. Williams said one of the driving factors that keeps women in abusive relationships is financial stability. Sometimes starting a business is the way you become financially independent. Sometimes having something in your home because of kids, it makes it much more effective for you to be able to have that financial stability when you have a business from home, said Williams. She said PARO has helped women gain financial independence for a long time in Thunder Bay and was greatly impressed her first time coming out and meeting some of the women who've seen their lives transformed by its programs. Denise Atkinson, the founder of T-Horse and Teepee Horse Connects, is a PARO Circle member working with the organization not only to build her own business but to support other women. She said she started her business and accessing microloans with PARO nearly 10 years ago. It's amazing support. Not only financially but just support speaking to other women who are in business. We share a lot of the same challenges, said Atkinson. Atkinson said PARO has opened the doors in so many ways and showed her many opportunities available to women entrepreneurs. Rosalind Lockyer, PARO Center CEO, said the PARO Biz program brings together all the organization's values. In particular, she said it combines training with access to financing, peer support, mentoring and one-on-one counseling to provide the tools and resources women need to not only be successful but have a sustainable livelihood. In Thunder Bay, we can have a good life. In Ontario, we can have a good life as women. We need to protect that because we can go backwards, but this program is a way that we can ensure we go forward and provide sustainable support for women, said Lockyer. Overall, Lockyer said research shows if women have a place in their communities to be heard and valued with the social connections and economic finances needed to thrive, the community and economy thrives.